Thank you for calling Craftsby Video Membership. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Yes, I don't actually, I got a notice, or my husband got a notice that I was supposed to renew my Craftsby account. Quite frankly, I don't remember ever signing up for a Craftsby account. And if I did, I have never taken any of your, I don't think I've taken any of your classes. So just to make sure that I have not made a mistake, I have my customer number apparently here. Is it possible for you to tell me what class I did take if I signed up?
I'll be glad to help you with that. Can I have your email address, please?
My email address is Darcy, D-A-R-C-I-E, Frohart, F-R-O-H-A-R-D-T, at comcast.net.
All right, let me pull that up, okay? Just a moment, please. Okay, so that is DarcieFrohardt.
Yes.
At comcast.net.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not getting anything to come up with that email address.
Okay, then we could try my husband's email address, which I don't know why I would register under his email address, but he's the one who got the email, so... His email address, his same last name, is paul.frohart.
At Comcast?
Yes.
All right.
He located.
Can I get you to verify the name and address on the account, please?
Well, if it's under him, then it would be Paul Frohart.
Okay.
3126 Elmira Court.
Okay. Now, I do show that this is an annual membership that expires on April the 6th, 2020. That's why he got the email. Now, everything on here says it is his name. So maybe he signed up for you, or does it even has his username? Yeah.
We paid you $100 a year ago, and I have never used it. I don't even see how that's possible. I don't understand what happened. That's why I'm trying to figure out if there was a class that I didn't realize was Craftsby that I did. Mm-hmm. But is there any way to figure that out?
No, they don't get. I don't have that information. Let me see if I can check it over on your the Craftsby account. Hold on, just a moment.
Were you owned by? Was there another name that you went under?
Yes, ma'am. We were previously owned by Blueprint.
Okay. Well, I that does ring a bell. Boy, I had no idea. I've just wasted a whole year of not taking advantage of this. I must have gotten a notice, or he got a notice and didn't get that. So, oh well.
Okay. All right. Now what? Okay. So, are you going to go ahead and renew it for next year?
No, I don't remember using it. So if I've never used it, I don't know why I would renew it. So I'm very confused by this whole thing and really disappointed that I spent that money on something I didn't have access to.
So, well, it looks like, so, I mean, in all honesty, it looks like he signed it up because it's got his email address and his username, the site username is set up Paul Froha 209-70998. That just says F-R-O-H-A.
Oh, okay. So if I were able to access that account somehow, then I should be able to see what classes I might have.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
So can we figure that out? I mean, I could get him up here and see what his, there's some passwords, but if I can get him, so we go into his, if we go into Crafty with his name and say lock password, like that.
Yeah, what I'll do, what I can do is go ahead and change your password for you to make it easy.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to change it to all uppercase ABC 123.
I need to log into his, I need to log in somehow to him, use his name though.
Yes, ma'am. Use paul.frohart. At comcast.net.
Okay. Okay, comcast.net. And then the password is?
Uppercase ABC.
Uh-huh.
123.
Okay, well, that's easy. All right, well, definitely I don't want to renew, but I think also, yeah, definitely I don't want to renew. So how do I do that?
Okay, well, I can take care of that for you. I see that you, I know I'm aware that you got your 45-day renewal email. Instead of canceling entirely, though, would it help maybe if I could offer you an annual subscription for $29.99?
Well, it's quite possible. I just don't even know what your site offers. And so, I mean, I'm always taking things on YouTube. And obviously, I take, you know, not obviously, but I do take classes online. And I'm just, and I've always looked at Crafty and said, oh, I should probably look and see what they offer, not knowing that I already had an account of some sort. So I need to investigate for me from this end before I do any sort of renewal. So what I would like is your name. So that
my name
I
is?
Can back to you if I decide to pursue this further.
All right. Okay. My name is Phyllis.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we always have some specials going on. You might get an email or something, or he'll get an email letting him know, you know, different specials that we have going on. As long as your subscription has expired, you can access one of those specials.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So and let me document this. And make certain that everything, all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted so that you're not renewed in April. All right. So let me take care of this real quick. Just a moment, please. All right, so I've got you opted out of the of renewing in April. When you decide that you just love what we have, give us a call back or just follow one of the links that you get sent in one of your emails. We'll be glad to get you signed back up, okay, as a returning customer.
Little did I know. All righty.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No.
All right.
Nope.
Well, I thank you so much for calling CraftsVideo Membership, and you have a great afternoon.
Thanks. Bye.